Alright, what an anniversary week it has been. The first full weekend at a brand new county seat in Big D Country. The first ever thunderstorm that I lived through. Well, merely a thunderstorm would be more than just the starting to rain with the supposedly cold front that supposedly just came in again. The first ever rude driver that didn't care if I had asthma. Pull over your mask. Okay. I am a robot. The first attack on grief attack and a potential brand new church. Let me tell you all about it here in Big D Country. So, with all the noise that was happening with the construction, I finally found out when I was coming back from church what was the construction. I think it was either tearing down something in the area because I couldn't see where it was. I don't know what it was. I couldn't see where it was from my floor because I'm on the 8th floor. And I was like, where the cat all this noise coming in all day Saturday? And thankfully, nothing is there on a Sunday, so I could get a little rest because I had headache and then I don't hear the noise anymore that was ringing in my head. But I did have a little bit of cramps off and on. But, you know, I had some medicine and it was good. It was all good. But, rephrase this ugly little head again. So, I was like a few minutes into the service. I came to the service, but problem is, I can't even move to where the seats are with the stupid SD and the set people. So, there was no couple or family behind in front of me when I was originally sitting at. So I was all, you know, enjoying the service, enjoying the worship. Then this couple came like right in the middle where the sermon was just about to get ready to come in. Nothing unusual there. But then, right was deep into the sermon, I see the guy like holding on to his wife. I was like, great, really, now, you have to do it now, really? I'm a few feet away from you, now, you got to do it now, why? I'm one of the widows around here. I don't have... My wife is in heaven. And you have to do that now? When I'm trying to enjoy a good sermon? Really? I mean, at least thank goodness I was able to enjoy the worship when I came in. But no, he came in like a few minutes right before the preacher came preaching. And, like right deep into the sermon, arms goes around the wife and I was like, I had to wind up using skill, closing my eyes, so I could concentrate on the sermon and not on the couple. I had to use skills. I literally had to use skills to concentrate on the sermon. What? Come on. The church that I'm going to is the only church that's located like right on my street. Even the one that's at 3 o'clock, but I don't know where that one is. But it's going to be real expensive to go there. So I said, you know what? I probably might wind up going to Jubilee Church, but I like the atmosphere already anyway. I've already liked the atmosphere and I like the praise and worship along with it. So I have a feeling that I might be going to Jubilee Church. I have a strong feeling that I'm going to go there. Now, whether I hear it online or whether I hear it or whether I go to it is going to be, you know, different either because you can watch it from their website too. But that's only in case if I don't have money or I can't get there or, you know, I don't know. I don't have no Lyft money because I can't cross the street with the bus down the other side of South Kings Highway. And I'm in North, and it's way past the hospital where the church is at. So, oy, oy, oy. So, but church was still good. It was still good. So, worship distracted me. No, it didn't come into the worship. They came in, like, right when the preacher was, like, he didn't start in the full sermon right away, but he was getting ready to begin the sermon. But, he was, you know, he was talking, and I was getting ready to get into it. And, it's like the enemy say, okay, here's the widow. The widow's right behind you. Attack him! Fight! You know that, Mortal Kombat? Ready! Fight! Oh, man, that's what it was like. I was like, really? In a potential new church? My call back to Jubilee Church, and then does that? It didn't happen last weekend. Everything was all cool. Couple didn't happen last weekend. It waited till today, during the middle of my call back. Well, I'm calling it a call back because I happen to like them and I like the worship, and then when I came there the first time, they had the guest preacher. But nonetheless, really? So, okay. So, I had to switch money because I was my car was like going wacky because I got ready to move and I changed address and it wouldn't let me use it. It wouldn't let me use it all the way. So I had to wind up changing one car that I have to the car that I have that has my new address. And boy, did I pay. I paid for it. So, I got one of my favorite sodas from the gas station. It's almost a combination of C&C, but they made it into a different brand company. And so I bought that. Then I went to Walgreens and put the money in there. When I was getting ready to come back to the second pallet, all hell broke loose. I paid for it. First, the bus didn't even nearly see me. Had me walk all the way up to up a few feet away from where I was sitting at. Okay, number one. Second, all right. So I got in there. You know, I couldn't hear the driver because of the mask and everything. And then I wanted to have the headphones because I didn't want to hear the social distancing and the mask announcement 23 times a day while I'm on the bus. So that's why I had the headphones on, right? And so, got on the bus, okay, because I had my pass and everything like that. And then we're trotting along. Then for some reason, I thought the driver was trying to get somebody else's attention. No, they was trying to get my attention because my mask was only on my face. And no, they don't want me to breathe normally. They want me to be over my face. No, over my nose where I can't even breathe. And I'm like, okay. I'll be a robot because another passenger was touching me just slightly. And then it said the driver was talking to me because I had the headphones on. And the rudest driver, he should literally be a truck driver. I mean, literally should be a truck driver. He shouldn't be no passenger bus driver. Get out of here. Get out of here. You got people with asthma. I mean, I don't know. There's two things that are worse. CDC being idiots because they don't know that two-year-olds will be able to keep a mask on. And then people with asthma being forced to put their mask over the nose even though they can't breathe at times. I mean, some damn nerve. I mean, I only been here for like a week. I only been here like a damn week. I couldn't even practice the bus because my body was aching because it was like kept getting cold and then Saturday it kept being noisy and then it was like, oh my God, I was like being beat up. Another Hell in a Cell, another Elimination Chamber match, another Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match. The only thing good that was at church, except for the two couples. No, the one couple, I should say. If I didn't have to move money, I would have never had to met that. I had a nice driver that helped me get to the Walgreens in the first place because I couldn't see the across the street. I had a nice driver, the first driver. And then it was the driver that I had to go back to the second palace with. Oh, he was hell. He was complete hell. Put your mask over your face. Over your face. Put your mask over your face. Well, I didn't hear him say it like that because I had the headphones on and I'm over here trying to ignore him. You know? I mean, I tell you, I am a robot. I don't want to be deactivated, but I am tired of being a robot. I thought it was a human being. I don't have a right to my own body. My body is not mine. Whatever happened to God made the body? Whatever happened to God made the human being? I guess I'm just a robot. I gotta listen to what humanoids are saying. I gotta listen to the man. I gotta listen to the boss. I gotta listen to the government. They gotta push our buttons. This is Prince DJ. I am a robot. I don't like being a robot. But I will if I had to. 50countryllc.com. Peace. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to tell you, I just went to a first thunderstorm. Yeah, so I was in the middle of waiting for Uber Eats, which I did. And no problem with it, but just the nasty bus driver that should have been a truck driver. But other than that, as soon as I ordered the Uber Eats, and I'm glad I came to the second palace right before the thunderstorm hit. It was like one or two claps of thunder, and then mostly it was just raining, and now it's just cloudy. Because I think it's supposed to rain a couple of days. And sure enough, the day that I go to my very first ever doctor's appointment as a St. Louisian, my very first doctor appointment is going to be 74, okay? And I don't even know where nothing is. Because I wasn't allowed to bathe because it got too cold. The first full week here, it got too cold and my body don't like it. And now I'm being turned into a robot. I am a robot. I don't want to be deactivated. My wife is in heaven. I'm sure she wasn't even made a robot. But I'm glad that she was a human being. But no, I had to be a robot. I had to do what people say and do. I had to wear a stupid, ugly mask. I had to be ugly, unattractive.